One of Pakistan's neighbors wants to keep its students out of Pakistan's Islamic schools. For years, those schools produced many fighters in nearby Afghanistan. The main Afghan insurgent group is still called the Taliban, a word that means students. And just last summer, Afghan President Hamid Karzai showed reporters a would-be suicide bomber from a Pakistani school. President Karzai wants to persuade Afghans not to go to those Pakistani schools, and he wants to do it by having Afghanistan build more Islamic schools of its own. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story.
20 young Afghans in prayer caps sit cross-legged on straw mats, rocking back and forth as they chant verses from the Quran. Theirs is the only classroom in this 14-room religious school or madrasa that has anything resembling furniture. In this case, the furniture is small wooden trays to keep the Qurans from touching the floor. These young men also get to study indoors, unlike many of the 900 other male students relegated to straw mats beneath trees on school grounds. Like 13-year-old Rafiullah, who bounces from one foot to the other as he recites from his Pashto reader. But students at this two-month-old Dar Ulum, or House of Knowledge, in eastern Lahman province say they are happy. They say even an overcrowded, under-furnished compound along the busiest street in the provincial capital is better than having to go to Pakistan to study. 26-year-old student Jafar Mohammedi, who returned from a Pakistani religious school to study here, says he also likes that the Dar Ulum teaches subjects besides Islam, subjects like science, math, and even English. But there are things he misses about his old school.
In Pakistan, they provided us with accommodations, food, and books. Plus, the school was in a quiet place. Here, we don't have these things.
School officials say they are trying to fix that. A top priority is getting funding for books, which for higher grades cost the equivalent of $200 per student. That's more than 2 months' income for most Afghans. But with the Afghan Education Ministry determined to open Dar Ulums in each of the country's 34 provinces by March, matching the Pakistani model is not easy. The ministry also wants at least one lower-level religious school operating in each of Afghanistan's 364 districts. That, according to ministry estimates, translates into more than $70 million in building costs alone. Why the rush? Both proponents and critics of the school say it's because the Afghan government figured out that in this ultra-conservative tribal society, there is a high demand for Islamic education. Former Taliban official and author Wahid Mujda.
This is something the government should have done 6 years ago, but because of Western pressure, it went after things like women's rights. Women aren't terrorists, so their issues could have waited. So could building a democracy. Instead, the government should have cut off the roots of the problem.
The problem he's referring to is the growing insurgency, an insurgency many believe gets recruits from the many pro-Taliban religious schools in Pakistan. A United Nations report in September found suicide bombers in Afghanistan often come from Pakistani madrasas. But that's not how Afghan parents like Janat Gul see it. He sends his teenage boys to a madrasa in Pakistan. Janat Gul, a driver from Logar province, says he became frustrated with regular Afghan schools because they taught his sons too little about the Quran. He says during the Taliban time, the Quran was the only book he used to teach his children. So a year ago, Janat Gul sent the boys to a madrasa across the border. He says up to 10 other relatives are also attending schools in Pakistan. Still, he says he would consider sending his boys to a Dar Ulum back home, but only if the mullahs teaching there are ones he likes. That's a high hurdle for the education ministry, especially in provinces where the Taliban is strong. Deputy Minister Mohammed Siddiq Patman says they are doing their best to hire qualified teachers locally, but the ministry also doesn't want anti-government rhetoric in the classroom.
We don't check someone's ideology, but what we want them to do is teach the subjects, not the ideology. That's to everyone's benefit.
Taliban spokesman Qari Yusuf Ahmadi says his group will be watching the schools closely. He says the Taliban wants to make sure the schools, some of which will be built with the help of Western money and reconstruction teams, don't become outlets for Western spies. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.